You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and our engineer is Frank Verderosa, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
Yes, Gil, we're here for one of the last recordings of the year.
Yes.
Would you like to introduce the guests?
Okay.
I wrote their names down for you.
Oh, geez.
Good luck with that.
Oh, boy.
He's going to have to take his glasses out.
See, you didn't write it phonetically.
You're going to do just fine.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
Now, our first guest is post-show.
No.
He was always a favorite of mine post-show. Whitney Mallon.
Close. Malin.
Very good.
Malin.
Okay. It is Malin.
Okay.
Oh, I apologize.
John Murray.
Very good.
Oh, Tom Fotiakis.
Tom Fotiakis.
Yes.
How about
perfect.
John Fotiakis?
John Fotiakis.
There's Mrs.
That
Ricardo.
Okay.
Why do you see a T? There's a T.
That looks like a T. You'll have to change
it's
your name.
It's easier in Greek.
John Beach.
Yeah,
Birch.
John Beach is not here with us, but,
he did send a message.
He did send a message.
We'll play it later.
Oh, Seth Saltzman.
You got
Hello.
That one.
Oh, right. Seth.
You got the Jewish fella.
Yeah, that one I know.
In the house.
He's the token Jew.
And so is that it?
That's it. You can leave.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
I wish.
This is a thank you episode. We'd like to bring our team in on occasion. Usually it's just John and John. This year, Seth has come in because Seth was accompanying Mario on the Christmas episode. And Whitney is the voiceover artist
Yes. Who
you hear at the end of every podcast. Give us a little of that, Whitney, so they can connect it.
I don't remember who's okay. on the podcast.
Okay, I can play it for you.
Oh, wait, no. I think we have John Fotiatis and John Murray and you, Frank Santopadre.
Nice.
Wasn't Adam Dorn calling her out on how she says Santopadre?
Yes, Adam Dorn, a friend of ours, is a musician.
Am I saying it wrong?
No, I don't say the hard T.
Say it.
Santopadre.
Santopadre.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Beautifully done. Beautifully
Santopadre.
Done.
I like saying John Fotiatis.
I like the way you say it, too.
How about John Fotiakis?
Fotiakis.
Do you like saying that, too?
Mm,
so
I like it all.
Whitney is our voice. I'm going to explain who these people are to Gilbert.
Why are we here?
Whitney is our voiceover artist.
Yes.
She's Hello.
The one that says at the end of the show, she says everybody's name. She says the credits.
I try.
Yes. John Murray. You know John. You've met John before.
Yes.
Yes. John did an episode. John does the opening music for listener mail.
Excellent.
With the bells and the dog barking
yes,
and all
yes.
the
oh, I'm
sound.
So glad you remember that.
Should we play
that
That's
one?
Cool.
We can play
yeah,
a little of it.
Let's play some of it.
Good idea, Frank. We'll refresh people.
Let me make sure it's this one.
Go ahead. That's it.
When we read the fucking mail, it's a hell of a ride. One for my buddy, two for the show, three orange slices, and away we go. Listen to mail. Listen to mail. Gilbert and Frank's very amazing colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag.
Have you ever heard that on the show, Gilbert?
That's terrific.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you finally heard it.
He's hearing it for the first time.
That's better than any of the mail we get.
Wow.
If we could play that and not read the mail, it would be a much better segment.
And John Fodiakis, or shall I call you Tom Fodiakis?
Tom Bacalacalacalus.
Yes. John is the musician who, well, John's an architect by day, but he dabbles.
I do.
You're an architect / songwriter. And John composed the closing music.
Yes.
For our listener mail episodes.
Let's hear that.
Oh, the piece of it.
Glad you asked.
And it's even got a count in.
Ooh.
Oh.
I like it.
The professional.
Listener mail.
Very trippy.
John Fodiatis.
If you want to know about Papillon Susu or Lon Chaney Jr., it's something we're used to.
You like that, don't you?
He likes it. Gilbert's enjoying the
I love it. He's hearing it for the first time years later. It's like the wonder of a child.
The wonder of a child.
It's like a deaf child hearing for the first time.
I love that he's just meeting these people. That he's known them, he's met them before. We've done shows with them before, but it's all new.
Oh my God.
And Seth.
Hello there, friend.
We'll go to you now. The one name Gilbert got right. No, he got John Murray right.
Oh, close.
He handled that one.
Yes.
Seth was here accompanying Mario.
Yep.
On keyboards.
Crazy night.
Yes, it was a crazy night. You laughed a lot.
Laughed a lot.
Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I learned what post-stroke Bette Davis sounds like singing Frosty the Snowman.
Oh my
little,
God.
Little incorrect, but... What can I tell you?
Seth and I go way, way back to the 80s.
Yes.
When did we meet? In the early 80s?
Yeah, about 85, 86
or so. Comedy
group
where we used to open for Brother Theodore at the 13th Street Theater.
Yeah, wonderful group. Firing Squad.
Firing Squad, yes. My first foray into comedy. Right around the time I saw you for the first time at the Strip, Gilbert.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, early 80s.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. And we've stayed friends all these years, although, fair to say, we lost touch for a while, and then the podcast kind of... You reached out one day.
I did. Said, I was very very impressed and laughing my ass off. So I figured, let's get back in touch, and it's all working out great.
So nice. And that's also how John Murray kind of came back into my orbit, because you and I had, I mean, we'd seen each other on occasion over the years, but kind of lost touch. And then you started listening to the podcast.
Oh, I loved it, too.
And reached out.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I couldn't help but add to it with something.
Contribute something.
Yeah.
And Whitney, how'd you get involved?
I think it was through Frank Verderosa, other Frank.
Frank Verderosa?
Yes.
I'm familiar with his work.
He's the snuffleupagus in the room.
I don't know if it'd be, I should be flattered or upset.
I don't know. No, I love Frank, yes.
And John Beach, who is not here, who Gilbert, just to bring everybody up to speed on everything that people do for this show that you don't know about or appreciate. John Beach does those wonderful little interstitials in the middle of the show.
Say that again.
He does the interstitials.
Okay.
Yes.
And I promised.
Did I say that wrong?
No, it was good.
Thank you. What's that?
I've promised him a few things.
Yes. He's not here.
He's done all these wonderful things for us on his own time. He's somewhat of a legendary voice actor.
He is.
And I'm glad that David Yazbeck talked about him a bit.
Yeah.
And he reached out to me as a fan, and he started offering these things, and he kept doing it. There was one really great one he did back when we had Tommy James on.
Okay.
And I fucking forgot.
Oh.
And the episode ran, and I think I really offended him by not including it. So I promised him I'll play it now.
Well, it's the least we can do.
And then he's got a message for us as well. So here's what didn't make it to that episode.
I'm loving this podcast with Tommy and Jonathan on Gilbert and Frank's show.
Wow.
So that was the cool thing. And then he also...
How did we not use that?
I flaked. He sent it to me. I think I was juggling. He sent this message. He's in Florida, but he took the time out to make this somehow while he was there.
What'd you think of that, Gil?
That was very good.
The whole Crimson and Clover thing.
He didn't mention Lon Chaney Jr. No. It, so we got to take a point off.
So here's a quick message from John.
Here's a message.
I've got a gift from God. I'm really odd. I'm a mini podcast away.
God bless Gilbert and Frank. Whatever. Thank you. And sorry I can't be there for this special show with this special group of people on this special night. Because I'm in Florida and that's even better. Good night.
Thank you, John. That's nice.
A lot of fans have asked if any of his stuff is actually Weird Al. And it's not.
No, it's all original. It's all John Beach. We wish he could be here, but we don't have enough mics anyway.
That's right. He bring his own.
Thank you, John.
We're actually all sharing one mic.
And also, unrelated note, it's Reb Beach's brother of rock star band Winger fame.
Oh. Does that mean anything to anybody? Winger?
Winger.
The band Winger?
You guys don't remember Winger?
I remember Winger.
They were a hair band.
Yeah, they were a great hair band.
Of course.
Are they all bald now? Yes.
Probably.
Yes, okay.
Whitney, tell us a little bit about your background, because you and I are meeting for the first time tonight. You're meeting all of us for the first time, except for Snuffleupagus Frank.
The podcast is produced by Dara Gottfried and Frank Santapadre.
I just had a good one in there.
I just met Dara for the first time tonight, and
Isn't she wonderful?
I love her.
We're canonizing her.
Yes.
For reasons that are obvious.
We will canonize her. We were talking about how we both left our children home. Well, mine are home alone, but yours are with your babysitter.
Where else would we have heard your voice, your voiceovers? I've heard you on some things,
yeah,
I think.
I am now the voice of JCPenney.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that, Gil?
I'll be headed back in the morning
for more JCPenney. Does Gil get a discount?
You can have anything you want. I think it's like $19.99 diamond pendants.
do they have flannel?
Big flannel
shirt.
Oh,
there's lots of flannel. You got your Christmas specials, you got your back to school. No, not yet. But you know, you got your Thanksgiving.
You are the new voice
of
JCPenney.
I am.
I love it.
Since Thanksgiving.
Congratulations.
I shout a lot.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Gil, you shop at JCPenney's.
Yeah, I guess so. If they pay me, I'll say I shop there.
I can get you the $9.99 karaoke machine.
I'll say I shop at any department store if they pay me. Yeah,
So here's a question, a loaded question. Have you gotten feedback about your appearance on this show? Does anyone know that you're doing this, or is this...
I haven't gotten much feedback, but I think Frank Verderosa has gotten some feedback.
Yeah, people have commented in the listener
group. People have commented. Mm-hmm. And I think I made the mistake once of posting a photo, on Facebook, I don't know, and then I withdrew.
Pays me not to mention that she's involved with the show. I get $50 a month to tell people she doesn't do it.
It's nice to hear a woman's voice at the end of the show. I think it brings a little element of, don't you?
You mean Mario?
It brings a little warmth. It brings a little, you know.
A little something something.
A little class.
Thank you.
It classes up the show.
I classed up your show, Gilbert.
Yes.
For those that listen to the free
impossible.
Version.
That's impossible.
It's impossible. Yeah. I gave you wine with your nuts.
Yeah.
She and John do this. This is in the commercial break of every show, if I can find it. Hang on one sec. Here we go. This for those that hear it.
It's Gil and Frank, colossal obsession. It's Gil and Frank, hypnotic possessions. It's Gil and Frank, your deepest confessions to Gil and Frank. They now control you, so give up.
Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsessions every Thursday, only on Stitcher Premium.
I like it.
So that'll be on the end of this episode.
Maybe we
don't have to use it now.
That's a John Beach, Whitney Mallon joint.
Hey, this makes me think of something.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. That can't be good.
Where is that black guy that they found on the highway?
Where is he? He was the Kraft macaroni and cheese guy
yes.
for a while. Oh, my God.
Can I tell you a story about that?
You know, I was found under a bridge as well. No, I wasn't.
What's the story about the guy found
it? Thank you, John Fodiatis.
Right, so I was working with an ad agency called Crispin Porter Bogusky out of Miami at the time. And we were finishing Kraft macaroni and cheese spots. The voiceover was already in it. We're sitting in the room. We've been working all day waiting for client feedback. So we're sharing that video that had just gone viral, right, of the guy, you know?
Yep.
And then the producer goes 10 minutes later, you're not going to believe this. And it's what? they're sending him over. He's at 30 Rock on the Today Show, and they want him to be the voiceover because the spots we were doing for were for like the homeless bowl or whatever. It was like the proceeds were to feed the homeless. So they brought him in, and he hadn't been on mic in ages. And, you know, he had a bit of a lisp. His teeth hadn't been fixed yet. But it was the most surreal day because at Nutmeg, we had celebrities all the time. And this was the first time camera crews followed anybody into the building.
How about that?
This is Ted Williams coming to you live from Nutmeg Post. Kraft Homestyle macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Yeah, that...
Is he still...
For those who don't remember that, it was like a homeless black guy on the street and going up to park cars for money with a sign that said, I'll speak in my announcer's voice for money. Wow. And then this announcer's voice came out and it was insane. You go, oh, my God.
Hi there.
Yeah, he had a career in radio and then he already langed himself. So he,
is he already come and gone?
Well, no, he was and went. Then he was homeless. Now he does book tours, speaking events. He's the narrator for one of the basketball teams, the live announcer.
Okay.
He's doing great.
Oh, he's
great.
Kept Good. It together.
Okay, great. There's an answer to your question, Gil.
Ah.
No more homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I thought he was facing trouble again.
No, he's doing well.
When he got, oh.
You need to start going up to car windows.
Yeah.
Is that directed at me?
We'll do parrot voice for money.
You should do that already, don't you?
Let's talk to our friend John Fotiakis.
Uh-oh.
For a second.
Hi there.
How did you discuss, because you and I did not know each other.
No, we did
Seth
not.
And I have history. John and I have history. Whitney and Frank have history. But you came into our lives through the podcast. How did it happen?
How did it happen? I was Googling Gilbert Gottfried.
Why?
Because I loved his old Stern appearances where he was doing Dracula Gottfried and Dice Gottfried and every other Gottfried.
Yes.
And somehow I tripped onto the podcast and I started listening and I just fell in love with the show. I said, this is unbelievable. Because it's very lowbrow, highbrow, you know, it's like Stern meets Dick Cavett.
A little bit.
I take care of the lowbrow.
You do. You've got a PhD in lowbrow.
Yes.
Is that like Sam Arkoff saying that the shit was my idea?
With a minor in scatology.
Yeah, there was this movie that Samuel Arkoff did called Q that was about a flying serpent.
Uh-huh.
Who knows it? Seth knows it.
And yeah, Michael Moriarty was in it, and... Roger Ebert was there, and he thought that Michael Moriarty actually gave a great performance. And Ebert said, it's a great method performance in a piece of dreck. And Samuel Arkoff, the filmmaker, said, the dreck was my idea.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, wow.
So what inspired you? The show just inspired you, and you decided, aww, I'm gonna write some music and send it to these clowns.
Yeah, you had actually put the call out, I think, for one of the theme songs. So I think it was the listener mail theme, because that's what I focused in on. And at the time, I was watching movies like The Party and old Peter Sellers movies.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah.
And that Blake whole Edwards. Back rack trumpet vibe. So I started putting some ideas together and sent it in, and you guys liked it and you used it. Of course, Gilbert has never heard it, but that's a story in and of itself.
Oh, wait. I just...
Even though he told me it was genius.
Yeah.
But that
did
was,
he?
I just recently appeared on some show on Amazon. It was me and four porno actresses.
Okay.
Are you running for president too?
But I mentioned... Because I was talking about how one time I watched them film a porn thing where they were mixing mayonnaise for some of the shots.
Oh.
And the girl said, oh, to get the look of cum? And I said, that's a Burt Bacharach number.
That's very funny.
Wow.
And one of the porn actresses goes, who's Burt Bacharach?
Outrageous.
Yeah.
It's shocking that a porn actress wouldn't know the work of Burt Bacharach.
Right.
Hal David.
She charges extra to do a Burt Bacharach.
Deeply offended. So what was your, we heard a little bit of listener mail theme. Maybe you'll play us a little bit later.
Sure.
But what was the influence? So a little Lennon, it was more psychedelic.
First, I came up with the psychedelic theme that I sent to you, and yes. I think you were very polite and said, "I think that's a little too out there."
I did. Yeah. Shame on me.
So then I came back with something that was a bit more of that sunshiny pop vibe, and you seem to respond to that, and you guys have been using it. So.
People love the lyrics.
You know, the
Irby Villachez joke.
Well, yeah, that is, one of
gay
my classics.
He rhymes Cesar Romero with gay caballeros.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Why don't you give us a little example of it, if you can.
Well, I'll do one verse.
Do one quick verse, because we cut it off. It's better live.
If you have a comment on Cesar Romero and those oranges thrown by those young caballeros, you can ask what you want, anything on a biz, but please keep it short, just like Hervé Villachez.
Excellent.
Listen, man. It just goes on and on. And it's just a sad thank for you. Help. That's really what it is.
That was awesome.
Thank you, Arnie Kogan.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
John, same question. What inspired you specifically, musically? What were you going for?
Well, for the theme or
the opening theme?
Well, swing music's always been something I love.
Yeah.
And it the sound of the original theme that you had that Gretsch guitar.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to keep with that. Yeah. And
you mean the main theme?
Yeah, the vampire.
Yeah, vampire strut.
Yeah. So I wanted to keep that.
By Bob Bradley, we'll give him credit.
Yeah, it's got that Bixby guitar in there, and so I wanted to keep that feel, but at the same time go with the swing music. Oh, you can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Wow. Yeah, without the earphones.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you can't hear yourself. Yeah. Did you have to work blue? Did you have to put the F word into the song?
Hang on a second. Did I have to? Of course.
Yeah. Was that for Gilbert?
Well, yes. Actually, I insisted.
And Seth, how did you discover the show?
It had to be through Facebook, I think. And you first.
You weren't Googling Gilbert in the middle of the night? like Tom Fokey.
I am not going to cop to that. No, no. It's just through Facebook. But some of those early episodes I caught on with. And some of them have just been unbelievable. The Carl Reiner. I can't wait to hear that. I haven't heard the Alan Alda yet. But the way you guys riff in and out of the music, out of the movies, out of the TV shows, it's just. Love.
Yeah, we're proud of some of the musicians we've had on the show, Gilbert.
Well, Mickey Dolenz.
Yes.
Mickey Dolenz was just here. But what about Gilbert's sing-alongs?
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
See?
See, now that's what got
it's
me.
It's about time.
That's what got
that's
you,
what
too.
That's what got to me.
I wanted to
when
do a
you
sing-along.
Did Dummy in the Window. Yeah. I was just talking to Seth outside about it.
He was inspired by Dummy in the Window.
No, it's true.
I recently did a club somewhere, and the guy who was picking me up at the airport had one of those name signs. And on the sign, it said, "Today I thought I saw a dummy in the window." And he was holding that sign.
Perfect.
At the airport.
Now, Seth and I were just talking about it outside, that you have an uncanny way of staying exactly in the right key from beginning to end without having any music behind you. And so when you sang Dummy in the Window.
Terrifying.
It wasn't terrifying to me. I had to put music behind it. And so I did a couple of versions. And that's when I get... When I do get pinged by people on Facebook or whatever about any of the music that I've done, the one request I get the most is Dummy in the Window, either the regular version or I do that dance mix version.
We're going to post on social media after the week this episode goes up your regular version of Dummy in the Window and his dance mix.
I have a dance mix
of Dummy in the Window. Yeah, yeah. We'll post it.
Straight
because it has to be shared.
Oh.
It has to be shared with the world.
Of course.
Yeah.
It was played at a Hollywood party, and I heard that it went over so well that a certain celebrity got really into Gilbert.
Ooh.
Do you remember who it was, Gilbert?
Hmm.
Wait.
I'm so turned on right now. I am so turned on right now.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh my God. You are brilliant. Come here. I will fuck you. Yeah. Come here.
She's actually talking to Gilbert.
Yes.
That's a real
moment. Sandra Bullock said she'll fuck
that's
me.
That's a
because
real
of
moment.
That song. That's because that song.
Because I'm
of
sitting
my
version.
Because of your dance mix. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And like an asshole.
That's what.
Like an asshole, I'm sitting here with Frank.
Jeez. Who knew?
So that leads me to the question, and I'll ask the three musicians. You've commented on his voice. What do you think of Gilbert musically, John?
I'm going to add cricket sounds.
I don't know. I think there are. You
agree
know,
with John that he has a.
I think in a very weird, obtuse way. I think Gilbert is actually very gifted musically.
You do. Yeah.
In fact, there's a whole institute in Vienna. I've heard that is dedicated to deconstructing and studying the atonal qualities of his voice.
Because David Yazbek. The Tony winning composer was here last week, and he told Gilbert, "You have the worst sense of rhythm I've ever heard." Well, in my life, you care to comment?
I care to comment. no, when we were doing Frosty the Snowman last week.
Oh yes.
I mean, pitch, right there. That's tempo, right. Sort of there. finding your way into song. Yeah, I don't know where we were. But very easy to follow you.
Why is he always 4 minutes behind?
I can catch up. It's all right. I actually saw that happen with. Hey, Gilbert, you're in good company. Irving Berlin's 100th birthday celebration at Carnegie Hall, 1988, and Frank Sinatra is singing "Always." I'll be loving you always, and live Carnegie Hall, Frank Sinatra. I never saw this, but he totally lost the arrangement, totally gone. So much so that he was speeding up so much that the orchestra was still playing, and Frank is looking around the stage, and while he's looking around the stage, the conductor is sweating bullets because he's got too much music, and Frank is standing like an idiot, and you don't make Frank Sinatra look like an idiot on a Carnegie Hall stage at a sold-out show. Silence in the room. All of a sudden, they must have drawn short straws backstage. This kid comes out with the headphones on to tell Sinatra he's got to do the song again.
Wow.
And...
Ooh.
Ooh. And Sinatra says, "Come here, kid. You want me to do the song again?" And I swear to God, he took a $20 bill out of his pocket, gave it to the kid. He said, "Yeah, you're a good kid. Go back. I'll do it again."
Then
Frank did the song again, Gilbert, and nailed it perfectly.
So what you're saying is I'm Frank Sinatra.
You are Sinatra.
Yeah.
If you have to do it again, you do it again. But no, yeah, really.
That moment could be recreated, but Gilbert will not part with a 20.
I think you could also be Irving Berlin at 100.
Yeah. No, but what, no, seriously, Frank, what's great about Gilbert singing, though, is you can do it in impersonation. You could do the Paul Williams.
Yeah,
you could
he's
do the
brilliant.
Groucho Marx. I mean, it's just really so
he's
much
brilliant.
Fun.
We put a lot on him. I mean, I'm teasing him.
Yeah, no,
but
he's
I mean,
really
he, although, did you know how Silent Night went? Because you actually threw me last week.
Oh.
Were you familiar with Silent Night?
Vaguely. It's a Goyim show.
I give you a pass.
Yes, it is.
You're not a Christian. I give you a pass. What is this now? Oh, fuck that chicken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, what about that?
You simply got to fuck that chicken.
You see? Yes.
There's a segue.
So,
is that a track? Has someone recorded that?
You have that track?
I would like to hear fuck that chicken.
I don't have that one teed up.
Do you have Dummy in the Dummy in the Dance Mix?
Set it up and I'll drop it in later.
He'll drop it in. He'll drop it in. I didn't even know that existed. Nice work. Whitney, back to you.
Oh, my God.
Gilbert has had an active voiceover career.
Oh, I had no idea.
He's also dabbled in comedy.
I mean, yes.
Do you love doing voiceovers, Gilbert?
Yeah, when I can hold on to them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Are you familiar, Whitney, with what happened with Gilbert's famous... You know something about this.
I know nothing about it. I'm so sorry. I didn't Google you.
Nothing.
I know nothing.
Yes.
I haven't done any late night Googling of Gilbert.
He was the voice of a famous brand.
Oh.
And then something went wrong.
Oh. That went awry. Oh, he's Affleck.
He was.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, yeah, this happens throughout my career.
Tell me what happened.
Yeah.
I want to hear
I'll
your
tell
story.
You afterwards.
I want to ask the musicians,
I'm
too.
Sorry.
That's okay. I want to ask the musicians present, too. Seth weighed in on this, but you guys weigh in on this this ridiculous baby it's cold outside controversy that's going in. You can weigh in, too,
like
Whitney.
I would like to weigh in as well.
Yes, you can. Ladies first. Go ahead.
No,
what's your opinion?
I just think it's ridiculous.
You think it's not a date rape song?
It's not a date rape song.
It's ridiculous.
It's not even that cold outside.
Yeah, people need to get a life.
Cold. I liked it better when I thought it was a date rape song.
That's beautiful.
I have one
Gilbert.
Big problem with that song.
What?
The Al Hurt version. You know the one?
Yeah.
He's pan left and Anne Margaret's pan to the right. And when she's singing, this is before technology, all you hear is his mouth going... getting ready to sing the next thing, and it's so fucking disgusting.
Well, listen for that.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I've been
John Murray, chime in. What do you think of this controversy over Baby It's Cold Outside?
I love the melody of the song. I love the arrangement. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to not like the song.
Your wife is not listening to this.
No, she's not listening to it. And I don't want to weigh in on the lyrics, but the song itself was, you know, melody and arrangement every time it's done.
And John Fotiadis?
I, for one, would have stayed. Just, I'm chiming in.
You would have stayed.
I would have stayed.
You would have stayed.
It's cold.
You would have stayed.
I don't know about Baby It's Cold Outside, but to me, Frosty the Snowman is a crypto-fascist dog whistle. And I'm really angry about it. Yeah.
Well, you know,
Our
friend Mario Cantone thinks that Frosty is a pedophile.
Well,
because he lures a girl into the greenhouse and then melts.
Yeah. Remember the end of that? Remember the end of that special where they're all dancing around the snowman and the sun is setting?
Yeah, that disturbs
you. It's like some weird pagan druid ritual. You know, I have a real problem with that.
As we run short on time, we're going to attempt something.
Oh, no.
Seth and John have worked something out. So Whitney was requesting...
Yeah, we rehearsed right now.
Whitney was requesting a Christmas sing-along.
I was.
This could be a hot mess. It might be more entertaining if it is a hot mess.
Actually, I can't hear him.
Gilbert, sing out.
Yes.
Huh? No, he needs headphones.
John's going to give you his phones.
Oh.
Yes. This is a professional operations show. Professional operation. We're one pair of headphones
I don't know
short.
What song
Santa
we're
Claus is.
What are we singing?
Santa Claus coming to
coming
town.
To town.
Oh.
Here we go, Gil.
Oh, jeez.
Start us off, John.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Beautiful. Whitney.
What does he know? He knows when you're asleep.
He sees you when you sleep.
He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad.
He knows if you've been good or whatever.
So be good for goodness sake.
I'm a Jew.
Yeah, but so is Springsteen.
Watch out. Gil.
You better not cry.
You
better watch out. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
We doing a second verse?
No.
Wow. I tanked.
Beautiful. Unrehearsed.
There we go.
Who would imagine that was unrehearsed?
Oh,
Not me. Who would have imagined that was improvised?
Yeah, the guys are going to come back and ask us to do it again.
It's like the Aha reunion.
And spontaneous.
I'm sure right now the audience is saying, oh, yeah, yeah, like they didn't get together before.
Yeah, all 20 of them.
Yeah.
How was Gilbert on that one? Was
right
he,
on.
Was he in key?
Pitch perfect.
It was a key.
Thank yeah. you.
Yeah. No, no problem.
Saying. It was spot Seriously. On.
Gilbert sang that in Asia Minor.
All right,
You've been
Vince.
Waiting to use that all night. I know.
This was a beautiful, tight 30 minutes. We're going to go around and see what everybody has to plug and what's coming up in their lives. Let's start with Seth.
What am I doing?
Seth, you're involved. You work at ASCAP. You're involved with Why Hunger.
Yeah.
Tell us quickly
things.
About Harry Chapin's wonderful charity that you
Why
do such
Hunger,
great work for.
Really one of the great charities supporting food justice, the idea that everybody is entitled to good, nutritious food around the world. So we support local farming. We support school lunch programs. We support feeding the hungry. And go to whyhunger.org and learn a lot more about Why Hunger.
Great. Important organization. Whitney, what's coming up? Besides your JCPenney spots.
No, I'm doing my JCPenney. I do investigation discovery. But on the side, I do a lot of animal rescue. And
oh, do you?
Yes.
Oh, we
yes.
should talk. Wonderful. Bless
really?
Your heart.
Yeah.
What a noble thing.
And my kids have actually been doing it since they're 7 years old. So we foster, I'm like,
alligators.
Yeah, we foster alligators. We put everything in our bathroom, in our bathtub. You got kittens, you got dogs, you got, bunnies.
Good for
no,
you.
But we do a lot of fostering. I'm basically I'm the go-to person when someone finds a stray cat, a stray dog, or anything
oh,
like
nice.
That. And yeah,
is there an organization that you work with?
You know, it's really just me. I'm out of pocket, and I've never gone 501c3 or anything like that. I literally just dive in. I do all the medical. I socialize the cat, the dog, and then I find them homes. So I wish I mean, you can find me on Facebook, but
wonderful.
That's about it. Yeah.
What a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that. John Murray.
Well, I write under the name P.E. Music, children's books.
Yes.
And my Bright Buckle holiday book is available right now on paperback and Kindle. And then I also record under the name Private Eye Music, and my album Holidays Just Fly is available for streaming and for purchase. I don't think anybody purchases any albums anymore. So it's available for streaming, so you
show,
can just get it for free.
This show moves product, buddy.
Yeah.
There's merch.
Yeah, so yes. The album is Holidays Just Fly, and you can stream it anywhere.
And we are going to post the Dummy in the Window dance mix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Please. And yes. And you know what? And Car 54, Where Are You?, which is a duet between you guys. You got to post that, too.
Okay. We'll get it all out there. And Johnny F., or Tom, may I call you Tom?
Tom Malakalopoulos? Yeah.
What's coming up?
So if you guys go to soundcloud.com/emptycitysquares, there's a playlist with all the music that I've done for this show, which is fun. A lot of people are listening to the listener mail theme. And I've also been working on an album of original music, and it's going to be released very, very soon. And all the mixes are there. So you can find it's called 337, and it's dedicated to Gilbert, actually. because my whole life is dedicated
Beautiful.
To Gilbert. Can I There's just, actually a wax impression of him on the SoundCloud page as well. Thank you.
I want to thank, too, some people who aren't here who contribute to the show. Gino Salamone, who Gilbert really hates to mention.
Yes, I would have left his name out.
He's the real snuffle up.
Yeah, we're going to have his name clip.
I like,
Frank, can
I,
you cut that out of the show on a shares? Thank
here's
you.
Here's why I like Gino.
Yeah.
At the end of a recording once, he asked if we were going to clean it up, and he said this.
Frank's the best.
So you heard it there.
And you save that. God bless.
That's from Gino's mouth to God's mouth.
Gino is a saint. He does a lot for this show. We want to thank Greg Pear, Twitter Greg, our guy who handles Twitter and does a wonderful job. Our friend Mike McPadden, who handles the Facebook page. John Seals, our webmaster. Of course, Dara Gottfried, who's standing there pointing a camera at us, who makes this whole thing possible. And wrangles Gilbert.
She's a Gilbert
And make sure he has fresh undies for every episode.
Nice.
And of course, last but not least, where is he? Paul Raybone.
Yeah.
Hey. Is in the booth. And that's the team. We also want to thank David Simon, our photographer, and Chris DeBose and Mike Dobkins for helping me with much needed research this month. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody who contributes to this show.
And if you'd like to adopt an alligator, where do they? Yes.
Yeah. We also, I quickly want to thank everybody here at Earwolf, too. Chris Bannon, Dave Seidel, Dave Mackey, who's been a fill-in engineer, Andy Slater, Harry Nelson, and Jared O'Connell, and everybody who's been a part of this this crazy cockeyed caravan, I think is the terminology from Sullivan's Travels.
Yes.
You recognize that?
Oh, yeah.
But you don't recognize the theme songs from your own show.
No. In fact, the George Clooney movie.
Yeah.
That was, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes. Yeah.
That
a
was
reference
the
to
movie.
Sturgis.
Yes.
Yes, it's a sly in joke.
Yeah.
You want to take us out?
Okay.
You want to tap the names again?
Oh, Christ. Oh, fuck.
Just call me Brittany.
Whitney Malin?
Malin.
Malin.
Whitney. Whatever.
In 10 years from now, I'll get it right. Whitney Mallon.
I don't care.
John Fodiatis.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now
yeah.
Drop dead.
Still old
John Murray.
Yes. Art Carney.
Sheila McCrae.
Jane Keane.
The Miami Beach Johnny is the greatest audience in the world.
Paul Raybone.
Seth Saltzman.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm Gilbert Gottfried. I'm here with Frank Santopadre, and this has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing.
Something like that.
Fuck it all.
Thank you all. We love you. Happy New Year.